presents high school volleyball. Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangler from Extel as the Wildcats welcome in the Amherst Broncos and Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Klaus Rohde will roll it across. Rouse now sets to the outside. Hallie Bauer tips over the single block. One arm saved by Noble. Then to Nickel. And Lundeen will pass it across. Free ball here. Rouse sets short. Here's Ryan off the single block. Lundeen with another dig. Noble sets outside. Haley Kring will put this one down and good.
The FKC tournament begins on Monday, and everyone is looking for some added momentum going into next week. It's the Wildcat Triangler coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Axtell High School. Our Fort Kearney Conference Triangular getting underway just a second or two early. And let's update you where we're at. Axtell taking on Amherst in our first match here of the afternoon. And behind four kills from Kaylee Becker, Axtell has jumped out to a 4-3 lead over Amherst. It's either been an Axtell kill or an Axtell error. And back to serve it away, Courtney Martinson. Pleasanton is the third team that will be with us here this evening. And we're glad you're along with us as a kill registered there by Axtell's Carly Prasoski. Kit Wells, Hannah Crane, Jordan Miller, Gabby Nickel, Carly Prasoski, Kaylee Becker, your starters for Axtell with the libero in Laura Lundeen. And back to serve it away is Kaylee Becker, the senior. Axtell comes in with a solid record here tonight. They are the favorite as four hits now called on Amherst, and that'll make it 6-3 for Amherst. Courtney Martinson, Sydney Tobenheim, Kiana Leach, Mackenzie Bergstrom, Jessica Eckhout, and Ashley Kreitz are your starters with Clarissa Hunt. Well, libero, and big swing is dug out in the back row. Free ball here for Amherst, tipped across there by Jessica Eckhout. To the outside, attack is in the net by Wells, and Amherst will pick up the side out. So wasted no time getting it rolling here in Amherst. And we'll catch you up on a few more of the details here at our next timeout. Right now, though, the serve floats across, set to the outside here for Axtell, and driving it down is going to be Hannah Kring. Again, there's JV action going on. Other gymnasium here at Axtell, so as usual, not a ton of kids are suited up varsity-wise on either side. It is 7-4. Axtell with the lead here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back to serve it away now will be Gabby Nickel for Axtell. Just got over the net, played there. Amherst to the outside. Swing is going to be sent deep that time by Eckhout, and Axtell with the lead, 8-4. So it started off quickly with the Becker in that front row getting some kills. Axtell has never trailed. They jumped out 2-0. Then Amherst got two in a row. And now Axtell making the move off a near ace serve. Just wasn't cleanly passed. It's 9-4. And Nickel will pick up another point. Next week, the conference tournament begins. And we'll tell you about the brackets here in just a little bit. Right now, though, another serve across by Gabby Nickel, trying to extend the lead here. Middle attack is driven across there by Bergstrom. Dug out Axtell, but in the net, going to be called on the Wildcats. In fact, I think they just stepped across the center line. So the football violation will give a side out here to Amherst, and Kiana Leach will go back to serve it away. 9-5, first set. Axtell with the lead over Amherst. And Leach fires it deep. Deep down the middle, picked up there by Lundeen, the libero. Set middle here for Axtell over the double block, driven across by Kit Wells. Passed up off the ceiling, but Amherst is able to pass it across with Martinson. Free ball here for Axtell. They'll go to the outside, and through the double block is Carly Prasoski with the kill. Prasoski looks good, and so does Axtell here in the early going. Carly takes a little extra time. Spins and fires. This one right down the middle of the floor. Passed up to the net. It's tipped and blocked there by Hannah Kring for Axtell. Another swing is blocked up front by Kring. And finally it floats across. Axtell now has to dump it across there with the center, Gabby Nickel. Amherst stays the aggressor here. Drives it down with Jessica Eckhout. Eckhout with the first kill for Amherst. And that'll make it 10-6. Axtell with the lead. And the serve floating across. Back set right side. The attack will be driven over by Kring, and she'll get the kill. So Axtell continues to push the pace here. As we said early on when we first joined you, it was either a kill or an error by Axtell. 11-6. And Hannah Kring already back there serving it away as we wind down our first rotation, and Amherst ends up dumping it into the net for an attack error. 12-6, and we'll have our first timeout of the match. You're listening to high school volleyball on Classic. It's 12-6, Axtell leading Amherst. We'll be right back.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
And out of the Amherst timeout, Hannah Kring gets an ace serve here for Axtell. So now it's 13-6, and we're back to action on Amherst. Termination from the middle, Jessica Eckhout. She is only a freshman out there, and a little bit younger team for Amherst under Coach Kerry Radke. Of course, Brad Nelson, longtime coach here at Axtell. Serve is across by Eckhout. The attack goes right back to Eckhout in the back row. Set made by Kreitz. Middle attack, caught the tape, will not roll over for the Broncos and Martinson. So a side out here for the Wildcats. 14-7 Axtell, and Jordan Miller back to serve it away. She started with a couple in the first service rotation of this match. Serve floats across, set to the outside. Amherst with a big swing, drives it into the corner with Tobenheim. The dig is made and set across there by Kit Wells. Amherst goes middle attack this time over the single block with Courtney Martinson. Picked up by the libero for Axtell. Still, they'll go to the middle to Becker. Kaylee had 4 kills the first time through the rotation. This time it's picked up by Amherst and terminated by Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim with her first kill. And Amherst will side out here with Ashley Kreitz to go back and serve it away. Kreitz floats it right down the middle at Becker. Sets to the right side. The attack by Wells floats it over everybody for the kill. Kit Wells went up from the right side and garnered the kill. Nice play by her. Side out, and Wells will go back and serve it away here for the Wildcats. Axtell comes into tonight's match 11-5 on the season, and this serve is wide and out of bounds. So the first service error of the afternoon for Amherst. They are 4-9 on the season. Axtell just coming off a very impressive win over Arapaho in their last match out in straight sets. It was a duel on Tuesday. Outside attack taken there by Axtell, overpassed by Amherst, and swatted there by Becker. And it will not come back. Kaylee Becker with her 5th kill, 16-9. Wildcats with the lead. Off to a great start here in game number one. And back to serve it away will be Becker. Kaylee floats it to the right side. Dig made there by Eckhout. Set middle. Off the tape. It rolls over for an Amherst kill. Kiana Leach. So after falling behind 9-4, Amherst has kind of been trading blows here. 16-10, and Tobenheim to serve. Sydney, beautiful serve right down the middle, dug out there by Prasoski. Set back to Carly. She swings over the double block, passed into the net. Nice dig out by Leach. Passed across by Kreitz. Free ball here for Axtell. Middle attack down and good by Hannah Kring, her 3rd. 17-10, Axtell with the lead. Here on this Thursday night of high school volleyball. Conference tournament action next week. Starts on Monday for the FKC and the Lou Platte. Here's a tap over the double block by Clarissa Hunt. Won't find the floor. Tap back over. That wasn't Hunt, excuse me. That was Bergstrom. And it's going to be tapped down for a kill. And getting that middle tip is going to be Hannah Kring, it looks like. 18-10 now, Axtell. And the serve by Gabby Nickel. deep middle, pass to the right side, have to be bumped across here, and set middle. Axtell goes to the outside. No, they're going to go middle, and the attack by Kring is blocked right back over by Amherst. This time it's blocked again, and a double hit going to be called. And I think they're going to give that to Amherst. Coach Brad Nelson wants some help. He's not going to get it. They missed one there because that was clearly blocked by Amherst up front. But Amherst will get the point, and then they'll serve an ace. So an ace serve there for Kiana Leach. Just their second service point. Amherst hasn't been able to put together any runs at all here in this first set. 18-12, though. They're still have a chance to get back into it. Back set right side. Prasoski drives it across. Dig is made, but it's over. Overpass and tipped down by Hannah Kring. She has 5 kills. Becker has 5 kills. Axtell already with 13 kills in this first set. And it's 19-12. And Prasoski will come back to serve it away here. Amherst will pass to the middle. Then a little miscommunication. They collide but get the ball across. Wells from the outside for Axtell. Over the double block. Dug out back row. Martinson. And the ball hits the floor. Everybody kind of looked at each other and it hits the floor. 20-12. Amherst does have a timeout remaining should they elect to use it. But not at this point, it looks like. And Prasoski to the far left-hand corner. She'll stay there with the serve, take it to Leach. Set by Kreitz. Back set to the right side, taken across there by Bergstrom. Stays in the back row, have to be swatted over. It will not get over on the half swing by Prasoski. Point for Amherst. 20-13, Axtell. And the serve by Mackenzie Bergstrom for the Broncos. Across it comes to Lundeen, set to the outside. Wells didn't get it over. Back-to-back points for the Broncos, 20-14. Just trying to find a way to get a little something going on their serve here. There's a good cut serve all the way to the far wing. Picked up by Prasoski. Off the net, right side attack by Kring. Dug out by the Broncos. They'll go to the outside with a quick attack. Is going to be Eckout. Wells on the return for Axtell. Over pass Amherst. Wells tips it. Amherst can't put it away. Back over to the Wildcats. Here's the set. Going to go middle to Kring. Kring into the double block. And they call her across the center line, it looks like. So a point here for Amherst. And Bergstrom, second service point. And this service point will be just off the corner and out of bounds. So a side out here for Axtell, leading at 21-15. Serving it away will be Hannah Kring. Amherst passes middle. They'll roll it across towards us. It's out of bounds. 22-15. Axtell 3 points away from the opening set. It looks like Amherst wants to make a substitution here. And checking into the game is going to be Casey Juergens. And back to serve it away. Hannah Kring awaits her turn. And the serve called over the service line. Foot fault error. We'll give it over to Amherst. So back across it comes to the Broncos. And to serve it away will be Juergens. Juergens, as we said, another freshman. Overpass. Good to redirection there by Jordan Miller. And sent right back across by the Broncos. Here is the set by Gabby Nickel. Middle attack will be driven across by Becker. Dig out by the Broncos. Outside attack is taken over by Taubenheim. Dig made by Lundeen. They get it up to Wells. She'll set it across. Amherst gets a chance here to the outside again. And driving it into the block. No, 4 hits are going to be called on Amherst. Point for Axtell. 23-16. Substitution here for Axtell. And it's Catherine Sorensen to come into the front row. Back to serve it away will be Jordan Miller. Miller serve. Line drive. It is luckily played off the ceiling by Amherst, and they do get it across. Axtell will have to take the swing from the middle. Here is Wells, dug out again by Juergens, set to the middle, tapped across there by Martinson. Axtell with a free ball. Wells again takes it through the double block. Hunt with the dig, and has to be set across again by Amherst. So Axtell's taking the swings. Amherst is just playing defense right now, and it's finally down by Kaylee Becker. And it is game point for Axtell. 24-16. And Miller to serve it away here for the opening set for Axtell. And the line drive serve had a lot of top spin on it, but Juergens picked picks it up, set middle, swing by Amherst, is dug out there by Prasoski, overpassed out of bounds, give the kill to Courtney Martinson of the Broncos. So still game point, Axtell, but Amherst will serve here with Ashley Kreitz across to Lundeen, set right side for Wells, Wells into the middle. Picked up there by Juergens. Close to the net. The set is made. Driven across by Martinson. Good dig by Prasoski. From the 10-foot line, standing spike. Half to cross there by Becker. Amherst with a free ball. Ball opportunity here. They'll drive it home with Sydney Tomenheim. So back-to-back points here for the Broncos. 24-18, though. Game point number three for Axtell. And the serve across by Kreitz again. Set to the outside. Axtell to Becker. Becker one arm up. That time by Kreitz, but nobody else can get it. And that will be the end of the first set. Axtell 25 and Amherst 18. We'll take a break and be back with the numbers in a minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Welcome back. Let's take a look now at the first set numbers that I had here on Classic Hits for Amherst. Courtney Martinson had one kill. Sydney Tomenheim, two kills. Kiana Leach had an ace serve and a kill. Mackenzie Bergstrom had two service points. Jessica Eckout, two kills. Ashley Kreitz, two service points. I had Amherst for six kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Axtell, Kit Wells, a service point and a kill. Hannah Kring, three service points. One was an ace, five kills. Jordan Miller, three service points. Points. Gabby Nickel, three service points. Carly Prasoski, a service point and two kills. And Kaylee Becker, unofficially, with seven kills. Axtell had 15 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve as the Lady Cats take the first set from Amherst, 25-18. We'll be back in a minute with set two on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know. Especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The second set is underway. Good long rally here on our first point between Amherst and Axtell. And we've got it in the net to finish the point on Amherst. So Axtell will get the opening point here. Amherst served it first, so Axtell on the side out will send Jordan Miller back there after winning the opening set 25-18. And Miller serve. Strong across to Amherst, now moving from right to left. Axtell from left to right, tipped across there by Tomenheim. Axtell had to hustle, but they got it, and Kit Wells' attack is off the back line, but they give her a tip, and Wells will get the kill. Second kill for Kit, and Axtell up 2-0 in Pleasanton. Is our third ball club here tonight. And they will play Amherst next and Axtell in our final match. A serve for Axtell and Jordan Miller. That's the second ace here for the Cats. The other one went to Hannah Kring. Plenty of volleyball going on tonight. Kearney Catholic taking on Ravenna in dual action. Also tonight, Hastings taking on Aurora. Centennial Conference Tournament getting underway tonight. And a serve will bring a defensive substitution in for Amherst. On the service ace is Jordan Miller. 4-0. And the serve. Deep middle, stays back there off of Eckhout. Set to the outside and tapped across by Tobenheim. Axtell will set to the outside. Wells cuts it near corner and drops it in there. Nice swing by Wells, and Axtell off to a 5-0 lead here in the second set after winning the opener 25-18. And the serve, that's a strong one that is just off the back line out of bounds, and we'll get the ball back over to the Broncos. 5-1 your score. Our next volleyball is Tuesday night. Next Tuesday and Thursday we'll be covering the Luplat Conference Tournament over in St. Paul. Serves across to Lundeen. Set across there by Gabby Nickel. Amherst is ready. They go to the outside, and the kill is just deep. Not a kill for Tobenheim. It's called out of bounds. 6-1, Axtell. All these teams playing each other for the first time here tonight. Ball tossed in the air, and the server crossed by Wells. Amherst passes to the outside. All each can do is set it across. Free ball here. Set for Soski to the outside. The attack by Becker is going to be wide. Point and Amherst. Re-entering the game for the Broncos will be Mackenzie Bergstrom. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, including Five Points Bank, New Tech Seed, and many others. Doug Duda with you here from Axtell as the serve goes into the net here for Martinson, and Axtell will get it right back. It'll be Kaylee Becker to serve it away. As we said, the FKC tournament begins on Monday. These girls haven't taken more than about a 2-second break to tell you what's going on. Right now, the point is on the side of Amherst. Blocked up front that time and dug out of the net by Amherst after the nice block by Kring. And the Wildcats will set it to the outside. Prasoski near side attack. Good one arm up. Ball above the net and dumped down. Kring is there with Prasoski, and Hannah gets credit for her 6th kill. Axtell will play this Amherst Ball Club again Monday night in Elm Creek at 6:15, first game of the tournament in the quarterfinals. Pleasanton will play over at Overton against Loomis at 5:15 on Monday. And a block up front again. And a Kring. That's going to be the first ace block of the match. And we've got a timeout from Amherst. So your score is going to be 9-2. Axtell leading Amherst in the second set. They won the first set 25-18. And we're back after this on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
As always, I want to thank Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the folks here at Axtell for their hospitality. As we rejoin you in the second set out of the Amherst timeout, Axtell is up by a score of 9-2, and with the serve is Kaylee Becker. She's looking for 3 in a row here. Set outside, the attack by Amherst blocked again, and it is the dual block of Gabby Nickel and Hannah Kring. All of a sudden, Axtell can't miss. Amherst has actually passed the ball, getting some swings, but nothing falling for him right now. So Tristan Trampy, a 5'6 freshman, will enter the game. And the serve by Becker. Across it goes. Set by Kreitz to the outside. They'll go to Trampy. Her left-handed swing is deep. 11-2. By a little nerves there for the freshman just getting in. Serve by Becker. Looking for 5 in a row here. Picked up by Tobenheim. Set middle to Leach. Kiana blocked, but it came across. Good dig up that time by Prasoski. Rolled back over by Wells. Amherst on the offense, backs at Leach right side, takes it to the back row to Becker. Not much of a pass, so it's tracked down there by Miller and eventually passed across. Here's Trampy to take it over for Amherst, and she'll get it down for her first kill. Tristan Trampy with the kill, side out Amherst. But the Broncos trail 11-3 here in the second set, and Axtell won the opening set 25-18. The serve into the net. Service error for Amherst, and Axtell will get the ball right back. Second service error here of this match. That means Gabby Nickel will serve it away, and across it comes to Martinson. pass to the outside. It's going to be blocked again in the middle. Trampy, just not as tall up front there as Hannah Crane. That's three ace blocks in this game from Crane. Don't forget, at the end of each and every match tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show. Quick rundown of the final stats for you. As Nichols serves it across, Hammer's going to have to bump it over. They do, but out of bounds. Lundeen was on that one. She knew exactly where it was going to fall. And Axtell has stepped it up a notch here in game number two. Serve comes down the left side here to Martinson. Back set again to Leach on the right side. Another block by Crane, but this time it's dug out beautifully by Martinson. Passed over and out of bounds. So Amherst did not get blocked anything like this in the first set. And once they get blocked, they just aren't getting any swings. After that, they might be digging it up, but there's nothing there for them. Great defense right now by the Cats. 15-3, Axtell. Serves across to the middle. Keanu Leach, right side. They go to her. Drives it over. The dig made by Lundeen, but it went off the ceiling, and that'll give Leach the kill. Second for Kiana, and Amherst will finally get the volleyball back here. Need to get something going, because they have to come right back and play Pleasanton for the next match, but another service error. That is three straight service errors for Amherst. Don't forget, a lot of football tonight. NFL, St. Louis hosting Arizona, 7:30 on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Served by Prasoski. Overpass right above the net. Axtell decides to go ahead and set it up. And the attack down and good by Hannah Crane. Her seventh kill. And for Amherst, Coach Radke just rotating some different players in. Prasoski ready to serve it away. She gives that ball a good beating against the floor before she serves it. Beautiful placement serve coming all the way over to dig it out as Tobenheim, and it's passed across. Axtell sets outside Wells. Off the block, it is up there by Hunt. Set to the middle. Swing by the Broncos is across, and it is good by Bergstrom. First kill for McKenzie. And Amherst with their third kill of the set. Now Bergstrom will rotate back to serve it away here for the Broncos. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney Axtell Amherst and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. All Axtell here in the second set, 17-5. They won the first set by a score of 25-18. Amherst sets it to the outside. Eckhout through the double block will pick up her third kill. So the first point on serve here of the set for Amherst. And it's Bergstrom. And McKenzie doesn't get it over. Fourth service error in this set. Axtell will send back Hannah Crane to serve it away at 18-6. Crane floats it down the middle. Picked up there by Tobenheim. Set to the outside. It's too close to the net. Amherst didn't know what to do with it, and it ended up getting dumped into the net. So an easy point there for Axtell, who will sub in Catherine Sorensen. I think they only have eight girls suited up for varsity tonight for Axtell. And Kring to serve again. Knuckleball across to Tobenheim. Kreitz sets it to the outside. Martinson drives it across. Axtell with the dig. They'll go to Wells. She'll go back corner. Another nice dig by Tobenheim. Sends him into the crowd, and then they look at each other as the ball falls. Timeout going to be called here by Amherst. It's Axtell 20, Amherst 6 in the second set. We'll be right back.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
With our producer engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Axtell. Out of the second Amherst timeout, Axtell trying to put this one away here as Hannah Crane fires it across. Outside attack by Martinson is going to sail deep and out of bounds. It's 21-6, Axtell. And Axtell won the opening set 25-18. Subbing in again, Tristan Trampy and Casey Juergens. Yep. Still at that service line is Hannah Crane. Crane takes a little extra hard swing at it and set it deep and out of bounds. So a side out here for Amherst. And the freshman Juergens gets to serve it away. She slaps that one down the middle. Picked up there by Prasoski. Kept out of the net nicely that time. And an attack error. Four hits called on Axtell. Good job by the Wildcats and Catherine Sorensen to dig it out of the net. Axtell thought that they had gotten the ball into the block, but they say they no. And a point for Juergens on the serve. That time, though, it's out of bounds. And another point for Axtell. So Amherst has had some serving problems here, especially in this set. That's their fifth service error. Didn't have any problem in the first game. They had zero. So Sorensen, the dig is made by Kiana Leach. Left side attack from the 10-foot line by Tavenheim. Axtell goes to the outside. Wells, and she's deep and out of bounds. Point Amherst, 22-9. And Ashley Kreitz to serve it away. Kreitz floats it down the middle to Lundeen. Good pass up front. Back set to Becker. Becker half swing. Picked up there by Trampy. Tristan to the middle. It's taken across. Axtell again goes to Kit Wells. Drives it off the double block. Leach picked it up, but then no one else could get to it. And Kit Wells with her fourth kill. Axtell 2 points away from the match. 23-9 as Wells goes back to serve it away. Tosses and fires. It's an ace serve. Kit with the ace. Makes it match point here for the Cats at 24-9. Axtell looking for their 12th win of the season. And Wells with the serve. Miss hit it. Into the net it goes. So Amherst gets into double digits, and we'll serve it away here with Courtney Martinson. Don't forget, the Visco Sports Postgame Show is coming up next here on Classic Hits. As this first match just breezed right on by. And the serve, a high short one. Lundeen had to sprint right to the net to get it to the outside. Prasoski through the double block down and good. Carly's third kill, and that will end the match. Axtell really turned it on here in the second set, and they sweep it 25-18, 25-10. Amherst is now 4-10. Axtell is 12-5. And we'll be back with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back to Axtell High School, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here are the numbers that I had from the second set for Amherst. One kill each for Tristan Trampy, Kiana Leach, and Jessica Eckhout. Mackenzie Bergstrom had a service point. Casey Juergens had a service point, and that was it. Broncos, four kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Axtell. Kit Wells, ace serve and three kills. Hannah Kring, three service points, three ace blocks, two kills. Jordan Miller had two service points. Well, let's make that four service points. Two of those were aces. Gabby Nickel had three service points. Carly Prasoski, a service point, a kill. And Kaylee Becker, four service points. Six kills, three ace blocks, three ace serves. Axtell cruises in the second set by a score of 25-10. We'll take a break and give you the composite stats right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Our first match in the books, Axtell over Amherst. And let's tell you individually how it happened here. Starting with Amherst, Tristan Trampy, one kill. Courtney Martinson, one kill. Sydney Tobenheim, two kills. Kiana Leach, an ace serve and two kills. Mackenzie Bergstrom, three service points and a kill. Jessica Eckout, three kills. Ashley Kreitz, two service points. And Casey Jurgens had a service point. 10 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Amherst. They fall to 4-10 on the season. They'll play the next match here against the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And then it's on to conference play. Next week they have to play Axtell again on Monday night, and that game is at 6:15 in Elm Creek. For Axtell, Kit Wells had two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Hannah Kring had six service points. One was an ace. She had three ace blocks and seven kills. Jordan Miller had four service points. Gabby Nickel had six service points. Carly Prasoski, two service points, three kills. And Kaylee Beck, four service points and seven kills. I had Axtell for 21 kills, three ace blocks, and four ace serves, as Axtell improves to 12-5 on the season with a 25-18, 25-10 win over Amherst. They'll play Pleasanton later tonight. As we said, they're the three seed in the FKC tournament. Let me run that whole thing down for you. The top Overton, and that's also where the semifinals will be played on Tuesday. And then the championships will be over at SEM for some reason on Thursday. So they play at two different venues. But in Overton, on Monday night at 5:15, Loomis will play Pleasanton. At 6:15, Elwood will play Eustis Farnham, and Overton will play the Loomis-Pleasanton winner at 7:15. Then on the other side of the bracket, it'll be at Elm Creek, where at 5:15, Wilcox-Hildreth will play SEM, then Axtell and Amherst at 6:15, and Elm Creek will play the SEM-Wilcox-Hildreth winner at 7:15. If the seeds hold, Overton is the top seed. They would play Elwood, the four seed, and the 2-seed Elm Creek and the 3-seed Axtell would be in the bottom half of the bracket. And that's a look at what happened here in our opening match. We're about 20 minutes away from the second match, top of the hour, between Pleasanton and Amherst. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, never too early to start thinking about the winter sports season, whether it's basketball, wrestling, maybe it's just intramurals. They'll take care of your team at Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, saying again the final score, Axtell 25-18, 25-10 over Amherst. Keep it here. We'll be back with more volleyball at the top of the hour.